Braden Brown now joined by Ty Piper from Waverly Girls Basketball. Coach, we appreciate you making the time for us. How you doing today?
Doing great, thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Of course, hard to believe. Final game of the regular season coming up tomorrow for the Waverly Club. But first, let's go back to Tuesday night's game against Linden. What can you tell us about it, Coach?
Yeah, I thought our girls played pretty well. You know, Linden is a good team. I told our girls after the game they're probably a state-quality team in 2A, have one of the best scorers in our area and probably in the state. And I thought our girls really competed hard. We had one quarter where, you know, things kind of went awry for us, and that was the big difference in the game. But, you know, I thought for three quarters we played really well, competed with them really hard. And defensively, I thought we were really, really good for the most part. So just really pleased with the effort that our girls put forth. And, you know, we've got some things we've got to continue to improve on as we've had all season. So, but I've just been really pleased with the way our girls have competed.
When you look at the season as a whole and, you know, Keisha allowing teams to schedule up to 23 during the regular season, what's kind of been your thoughts about that? And maybe, you know, talking with some other coaches, what they've thought about that so far.
Yeah, I think it's been a good thing for our kids to get to play a few extra games. I think it's been tough on them because it's just hard to fit those games in sometimes, and so you're playing a lot of three-game weeks, and you know, that can be tough, especially for schools our size that maybe don't have as much depth as maybe some bigger schools have. So, but I think on the whole, you know, coaches appreciate it. You know, it's certainly not mandatory to get to 23. So if we decide in the future that maybe we want to scale back to 21 or 20, you know, we have the ability to do that, which I appreciate the state allowing us to do. But, you know, I think we're going to stay at 23 because it gives our girls a chance to compete with other schools. You know, and I appreciate, you know, like tonight, Halstead and Little River, two of the best teams in the state of Kansas, are going to play each other. And that's possible because of the extra games. And that's really good for basketball in our state, and really good for girls basketball especially. So, you know, the more opportunities our girls get to compete, you know, the better it is, I think, for everybody.
Ty Piper, Waverly girls basketball coach, stopping by. His club making the trip to Mission Valley tomorrow. Coach, what do you know about Mission Valley?
Yeah, Mission Valley, they have the ability to be really, really good. Runners-up in the Flint Hills League tournament, which says a lot because that's a really good league this year. They can be a little bit streaky sometimes, but, you know, they've beat a couple good teams in our league, and we've had a couple of good teams in our league get them as well. So, you know, they shoot the ball well, very athletic, you know, play a lot of girls, but you know, I'm just looking forward to watching our girls compete one more game before we get to postseason. I think that we match up with them pretty well, and what we like to try to do offensively, they're going to be a handful for us when we're on defense, just with their ability to shoot the ball, and they've got some size as well. So, but it'll be a really good challenge for us, kind of get prepared for going into the postseason.
Mentioned going into the postseason, you guys won't play until March 2nd. That's a full week without any game action. What's kind of the game plan next week?
Yeah, we've been busy with games for the last 4 weeks, so I think our girls and I am looking forward to having a week where we can kind of get a reset both mentally and physically. You know, we've got a lot of things that we need to get better at, and this will give us an opportunity to have some uninterrupted practice time, give us an opportunity, especially early in the week next week, to kind of reset some fundamentals and make sure that we you know, we have some of that stuff down. And then once we get later in the week, we'll start game planning for St. Paul and you know, really turn our focus towards that one game. I love do or die basketball because it just allows you to have a singular focus and not worry about anything after that game. So I'm looking forward to next week, though, just from a opportunity to kind of slow down a little bit, both mentally and physically, with our girls for a couple days and kind of get back to what we started with and then ramp up towards that game with St. Paul.
When you look overall the sub-state that you're in, how'd you feel about your draw? And there's some really good basketball teams in there as well.
Yeah, there for sure is. You know, if we're fortunate enough to get past St. Paul, we're going to play the number one team in the state, most likely in the sub-state finals. But I was really pleased with our draw. You know, on the other side, Lebo and Meritazine. You know, we've played Lebo twice already this year. We've played Meritazine. Our girls know them very well, and they know our girls very well. And so I was really excited about just getting the opportunity to play some teams that maybe don't know us as well. And you know, Lebo and Meritazine on that other side of the substate are extremely high-quality teams, both of them capable of making deep runs into the state tournament. And so we were excited, you know, like I said, to get a chance to play some other teams, but also, you know, the teams in our area are really, really good. So anytime we get a chance to step out of our area, I think we've got a good shot just because our league and our area really prepares us for good basketball. So we're just, you know, we're excited and our girls get a chance to refocus and kind of start a new season here with a 0-0 record after tomorrow night. So it's going to be a really exciting time for us.
Ty, we appreciate the time today and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.